Cool.
Well.
Didn't we all?
Yes, I think we did all. We all did.
Did all.
We did all. Well, I did all. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're just going to spin the wheel and see what it lands on, and then get back to some more of our dedications to the artists that have passed. So, Christopher, I'm spinning the wheel, the big wheel.
All right, I'm looking at it right now. I'm staring at it as we speak.
Oh, good
that,
year.
Is that 84? The year I graduated high school, 1984? No, I didn't graduate high school, 84.
I graduated in 85. That's why you're an old man.
I graduated in 95. What are you talking about, Willis?
95.
2005, that's right. I'm a freshman here.
All right, so that is the 84. Year we are going to do the top 20, Chris,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, we'll do top 20.
Do the top 20. All right, let's see what we got here. I am going to go and do some... let's see, who's next on the list?
The Deadpool.
the Deadpool. No, we're going to do the next one on our artist that have passed. I think he was, like you said, he was in December. So, and one of my favorite artists of all time and one of my favorite groups of all time. So sit back, buckle your seats, keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times, kids. We'll be right back.
Promise.
She was a happy girl the day that she left me. Yes. I was a bit too crazy for her. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the big show. 309.
Here, wow, at you hit that nine.
I did. I hit it perfect.
You hit the nine. You hit the nine.
I always hit the nine.
You hit the nine.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome back to the big show. And it's not bad. It's 14 degrees. It's got a lot better than it has been in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. And it's about that time, I think, to do some silly news. Get you guys, kick your weekend off right and get you smiling.
Yeah, you got the Giddy Up News Team
now,
today.
Now we have the news team. It's the funny man Christopher and DJ Kala B. D. B. Barreto. Oh, that didn't sound right. Okay. Carla D. Why is it called Carla D?
Carla Donna.
Carla Donna.
Name, yeah,
so. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, because she's Italian.
Carla Donna. Yeah. She's like,
she's Carla Donna, like the Madonna.
Mangia, Carla, mangia. You too flacco, flacco. Flacco, flacco, Carla,
mangia. All right.
Let's mangiare, a poli, the telefoni.
I'm poli walnuts.
A poli, telefoni. Pick it up, people want to call you.
The telefoni. Okay, hold on. WMFO, you're live on the air. Please don't swear.
Okay, well, here's your WMFO struck to the minute or close enough traffic report.
Oh, you want to do a traffic report?
Yeah.
All right, David Strafalophagus. Welcome back. How you doing, buddy?
You going to give me like a sound effect of a helicopter or a blimp or something?
I didn't know you were going to do a traffic report. Otherwise, I would. And, next time I will, I promise.
Maybe Chris can reenact one. There you go.
No, dude, that sounds like you on the toilet earlier.
Or live. David, what's up, buddy boy?
All right.
Well, 93 North is looking pretty bad from Boston up through Medford and then filling in from Wilmington to Andover. 93 and Expressway Southbound jammed from Assembly Square all the way down through downtown and past the gas tanks.
Tanks? Awesome. It better not be gas tanks. You're reading the news from the 70s, man.
you stepped on my line.
Okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks. You're welcome. I probably should have planned it out ahead of time and maybe had the funny man help out.
Sorry, this guy's much better than Marshall Hook.
Oh, Marshall Hook has nothing on him.
Well, he just drives around on the traffic tracker all day long. He doesn't actually do much of anything.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, I'm freezing up here in the place. It's like 45 degrees.
I can't hear him.
500 feet above the city. Oh no. 128 North looks like a crash before Route 2 and then brake lights from Burlington to Wakefield up past lovely Lake Quanapow, which isn't frozen over yet, but probably will be by the time the funny man makes it on his way home. And that's really all I have. I want to call and say Merry Christmas more than anything else.
Well, Merry Christmas, David.
We'll be here next week, too, David. Are you working next Friday?
I'll probably be somewhere where I'll have my toes in the sand and a margarita in my hand.
Really? You're not hanging around?
Oh, so you're going to be in Quincy. It'll be on Wollaston Beach.
Yeah, so I'll be sure to call in with traffic on Wollaston Beach.
If you would like. Otherwise, if you would like, you could come in if you want.
If I'm around, I definitely will come in. I'll get back to you guys and let you know. And in the meantime, I am enjoying, enjoying the Dead People show today, but that doesn't quite sound right.
I'm enjoying, you necrophiliac.
The artists that have passed, David, not dead people.
Yes. Hey, see, this is why you're the professional behind the microphone, and I'm just calling on the telephone.
All right, David, honestly, I mean that if you want to, that invite, if you want to come in.
All right, cool. I will definitely
okay, buddy?
Pick you up on it sometime. All right.
All right, pal.
Take it easy, guys.
Peace, brother.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Strafalophagus.
He was fired from Channel 5, now we have him.
Actually, he was fired from Manitou.
Huh? fired from every track game. He was fired for a blonde. With bigger boobies. And that's saying something if you've seen David.
For a blonde?
Yeah, yeah. Channel 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. all right, who's up?
All right, deck. I will. I'll bat lead off. How's this?
Go
all right,
it.
So we have a trifecta from Florida, and then I will do a sports report too.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I will lead off with the first story. Here is a Florida couple is busted for sex in public. Cops duo in view of passerby on St. Petersburg Street. Instead of retiring to either of their respective residences, a couple opted to have sex.
They couldn't wait.
In view. No, it must have been. Yeah, look at these two. Woof. Jeez, I could wait for that. She's not the handsomest woman I've seen. Opted to have sex in view of passersby on a Florida street. An indiscretion that resulted in the duo's arrest for public indecency. According to court filings, a cop caught Ashley Wetzel in 26 and...
Wait a minute, her name is Wetzel?
Yeah, because she was Wetzel down there, and he put his... And Henry Nyblack, 50, put his Nyblack in her Wetzel Wednesday evening near a St. Petersburg park. Ooh, honey, put your Nyblack in my Wetzel.
Yes.
Officer Joshua Jordan reported the duo... having sex in view of patrons walking by on the sidewalk. Jordan reported that he observed Nyblack behind Wetzel, thrusting his hips back and forth, inserting his Nyblack into her Wetzel. Jordan added that the suspects each had their pants at their ankles. Well, that's how it works, Officer, Officer Jordan. Very good.
Officer Obvious.
I got nothing to say after that. Wetzel Nyblack were arrested for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. You'd think a guy with a name like Nyblack, it would be a felony. But I tried to ignore that. Nyblack was released from custody yesterday, while Wetzel, who has had a pending theft case, remains locked up. In lieu of combined $650 bond. He's banging her from behind, but he can't give her 650 bones to get her out of jail. Nyblack lives in St. Petersburg, and works for a construction company. Wetzel resides in Clearwater. From reading this, her occupation is not been determined. Over to you, Carla.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you weren't kidding. All right, we got a Florida woman who's selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist.
Ooh, she's an entrepreneur.
You can just get anything nowadays.
Yeah.
So everything's
I got my
for
best
sale.
Man on Craigslist.
Jeez. Polly, you were on Craigslist? All right, so this woman seems to think that she's providing a product in which the consumer is able to purchase positive pregnancy tests for your own use. That's part of the text.
What is that? To trap your boyfriend?
I'm wondering. Like, it just sounds a little creepy to me. I'm not
and
sure.
And people are buying them left and right, probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not people, but women.
I guess you can use it
for... I bought one. I wanted the week off.
She's selling them for your own amusement, such as a prank.
That's not a good prank.
No.
Quack.
Or to blackmail the CEO of Apple, maybe, if you're having an affair with him.
All right. Tim Cook is what we call openly gay. You're not going to be able to bribe Tim Cook.
Wow.
So she true, says
she travels to a majority.
How do you know?
Well, he's openly gay. He tells you. After he sodomizes you, he tells you.
Yeah, is that... Is that the protocol for
yeah,
you?
Pretty much.
So at the bottom of her ad, she wants to let you know she travels to the majority of her regular clients. She's very flexible with meeting places. And if you have any questions about this positive pregnancy test, feel free to ask. So fake pregnancy tests marketed as prank pregnancy tests?
No, not a good idea.
Nothing new. Apparently, Amazon and eBay, you can find them easily. Amazon sells them for $8.
That is just completely wrong.
I'm thinking that's pretty disgusting.
I'm a Prime member.
Yep. That is completely wrong.
So, this type of transaction falls into a legal gray area since it's not illegal to sell urine.
How many times have you said that in your life?
That was her first time on the air.
Think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Officer, it's not illegal to sell urine.
This is the
I'll
kind
take
of
this
thing,
to the Supreme Court.
Yep, makes legislators say we need to pass a law that says you can't do this. All right, so after she agreed, they went to the nearest pharmacy and picked up a new pregnancy test. What does this say here? This woman who didn't want to be identified said she got into this after looking online for a job she could do while she was pregnant. She saw other women and their experiences and realized it's very easy. So after her first post to Craigslist, she said the money started flowing in. Apparently,
women
that's the flow.
Are absolutely nuts.
$200 in a day. The woman.
Wow.
Yeah, this woman isn't the first person to sell a positive pregnancy test online. Apparently, it's a trend. It's been going on for years. Some women use it as a way to get guys to pop the question. I don't know how you could possibly.
And then what do you do? How do you explain it after?
I don't know. Oh, I guess you'll have to eat a lot. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I'm thinking, The woman says dozens of people contact her to meet up, and some even travel as far as Orlando. But she said
Orlando
she never
to
asked.
Jacksonville. Wow.
Well,
she has no interest in what they do with them after she sells them.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old pregnancy test.
That's quite the stocking stuffer, I must say.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Do you want to do this one?
You're up.
Okay. So this one, I got to be careful with the language here. So our good friend Mark Burdett, a 22-year-old Floridian, was arrested this week in a prostitution sting. Burdett, cops say, responded to a Backpage.com ad. Yes, Backpage.com for all you people who want to get your groove on. Posted by an undercover detective posing as a hooker. Don't go there, Ben. After meeting up at a residence inn in Port St. Lucie, Burdett allegedly negotiated with the female undercover, and arrived at a price of $34 for an act where I might have to do a.
Where's $34 come in?
Well, that's he negotiated.
Shouldn't it be 50? Oh, he negotiated down from 50.
He's a negotiator. Yeah, for a sexual act which I'm not going to describe. Quite
okay.
Yet. I'm gonna have to. It involves mammalettes.
Okay.
Sadly, the court filing does not further describe the negotiation's opening offer, counter proposal, or how the pair settled on such an odd price, or if the accused John drove a hard bargain. Thank you very much. We're here all week. Try the veal. Burdett was charged with soliciting prostitution.
Now I have to have veal.
Mr. Diener.
For supper.
Yeah. Well, so yeah. So the sexual act, like I said, it involved mimolets. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some wetness on
yes,
mimolets.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Very good. You didn't even read the story. You knew what was going on there.
Yes.
And lastly, a little bit of a sports to report here. You know what? I'm not actually going to plug in for this. I was going to, but I won't. Do you remember the Dirty Bird from
yes.
the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah.
Former Atlanta Falcons running back Jamal Anderson was banned from a Quick Trip store in Gwinnett County, Georgia, after police said he exposed himself to a clerk Wednesday, according to Steve Burns of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Per TMZ Sports, the clerk reported a black male had walked into the store early Wednesday morning, slurred something, and started handing over money. That does not sound odd. He started walking around the store a short while later. He walked up to the clerk and took out his penis and started masturbating.
Oh.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Imagine.
No, I don't want to imagine. No. The clerk then called 911. The clerk decided against pressing charges because he wanted an autograph. So Burns was issued a warning for criminal trespassing. If he returns to the store, he'll be arrested. Edison appeared to be intoxicated, according to authorities, who ordered him to take an Uber. To Hipsy. What a great ad for Uber. Drunk, masturbating in the Quickie Mart? Call Uber. It's the second time in recent months that Anderson has run afoul of the law. With a suspended license and a move-over violation. And he also had been arrested on DUI charges in both Paul and Gwinnett County in the past. He's also been charged on drug possession in 09. Anderson, 44, spent 8 years in the NFL from 94 to 2001 with the Falcons. And that is our news for the day.
That's the silly news for the day.
Oh, I don't know. What's silly about that?
Well, thank you for our new news team. I'm going to have to get some...
new music?
Yes, absolutely.
Go back to the old music.
What old music?
Cannonball!
Oh, well, that's the introduction.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, funny,
you should do that again.
No, I'm going to...
Whatever you want to do,
find
bro.
Find something good.
Yeah, you always do.
All right, thank you, Christopher and Carla, for that informative, silly music. And we are going to get back to real music, I believe. And what are we up to? Let me see. Okay, I believe we can do this. We're going back to the artist that I've passed music. And I want to get to this. And then... maybe another one, and then we'll be back with hopefully, you know, the breeze calls in with the music. With the music, yeah.
What the heck?
What are
is
you
this?
Doing, Christopher? Really? Yeah, shut off.
I don't know where that came from.
All right. Anyways, Christopher, you want to take us out?
Yeah, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Medford.
This one goes out to. What's his name from Starship, sir?
Oh, this is Mr. Paul Kantner.
Yes, that's right. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Boys and girls, welcome back to the show. 3:38 in the afternoon. That was the Eagles with our tribute to Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey.
His friends called him Glenn. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh yeah, it was they didn't want to put the L in.
No.
And before that, also Already Gone by the Eagles. I love that song. I don't know. We were bouncing around the studio for that. And before that, Find Your Way Back by Starship. Another tribute, and then we already did the STP tribute. So, with that said, we spun the wheel earlier and landed on 1984. If I'm not mistaken,
you're not, Monsieur.
Okay, so take it away, Christopher.
Alrighty. So, what many people call the best year in pop music, 1984, coming in at number 20 on this date is the I don't hear anything.
What?
Do you have me up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon me up, Johnny.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry, Chris.
That is the legend, Tina Turner, from her album Private Dancer. You Better Be Good to Me, Pauly B. That was the real title, but...
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back when I used to date Tina.
Yeah, but what ended up happening
was
the...
That was right after Ike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were 9 at the time.
I beat his ass.
The lesser known Jackson, Jermaine.
What do you mean?
He didn't have his
beard. He was the lead guy.
Oh, yeah, he was bigger than Michael.
Didn't he do a...
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
That was their cousin, Roswell.
Roswell, yeah.
Oh, well, sorry, never mind.
So number 19 is Jermaine Jackson.
Cousin?
Do What You Do. Yeah, he's like a cousin or something.
All right.
Number 18, unfortunately, you don't have audio, but Pauly did play the song last week. It was Huey Lewis and the News with Walking on a Thin Line.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have played it.
Well, I can't tell you everything all the time.
You're so secretive, Chris.
I know. I'm very clandestine. Gina Easton with Struts.
She was so hot.
At number 17. Yes, and I'm looking at this picture of her, and she was very, very becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Use that in a sentence, Polly. The word becoming. No, don't.
You know what I was going to do.
Number 16. From his humongous album, Reckless. Bryan Adams.
Yeah, Acne Adams.
Yeah. And he was Canadian.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means, but he was Canadian. Probably still is, too. At number 15, one of my all-time favorites, The Boss.
Yep.
Title track from an album called Born in the USA, which I think we're getting a big reissue of next year. Number 14, no audio, is the very mulleted, if you see this picture, Jack Wagner with All I Need. Jack Wagner was star of Genital Hospital, which was a porno movie, which Polly and I met on the set of.
Right.
Survivor.
Oh, great song.
Can't Hold Back. Their post Eye of the Tiger hit.
Wow. Reminds me of high school.
Yes. It reminds really? Me of working. So, back in 1984, I was working at Wreckertown with Gary.
Yep. Yeah. Gary Sharon.
It's a shame. We had a good time back then. The oldest son of John Lennon comes in at number 12 with Valot. Which
Julian was, Lennon. Great song, too.
Great song.
How only song you ever had.
Yeah, he had another one, Much Too Late for Goodbyes, and I think that was really it.
Great song, though.
Yeah. Number 11, I actually stumbled...
Very melancholy.
Yeah, it is.
Melancholy.
Fun word, isn't it?
Melancholy. What's the vegetable today? I'll have the melancholy. I went to the pound and I picked up a melancholy because it was not as...
A melancholy Polly. Oh, I went to the birdhouse and picked up a melancholy Polly.
Number 11, Lionel Richie. You could not escape Lionel Richie in 83 and 84.
You could not.
He would come to your house. Seriously, he would.
He would come to your house
bang
and
at your door.
I loved Lionel.
Yep, Penny Lover. At number 10, another person you could not escape.
Love Me Some Cindy. Yeah. Love Me Some Cindy.
She's So Unusual was the album.
Yep.
Cindy Lauper, All Through the Night. Which probably may have a poster of two.
I had a full-length poster of Cindy Lauper in my room, yeah, growing up, yeah.
Before we had Cindy Lauper, we had Pat Benatar at number 9 with We Belong. To be honest, I do not remember the name of this album, so I won't even try to guess it. I'm going to be called, it's called Pat Benatar and the Heartbreakers, I don't know.
The Legend of Billie Jean.
Yes. Invincible. Number 8, falling from number 2 the previous week. This song needs no introduction.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord, Christopher. You do look like George Michael, though.
Well, people call Paulie and I the George Michael and Andrew Ridgely of Malden.
I do not look like George Ridgely.
Never you wake me up before you go. By George Michael, Andrew Ridgely, a.k.a. Wham. At number 7.
Oh.
Cool Whip now.
Uh-oh, Bobby Brown. Give me some back. Killed his wife and his daughter with drugs.
Good God.
Actually, heard it was the other way around, that she got him on the drugs.
Yeah, right.
That's the record. And she also got the Baldwin brother on the cracks, too. So let's cut Bobby a break on this one. Number 6, The Legend. Song produced by the late Mr. George Martin. George Martin, and on guitar is Pink Floyd's David Gilmour.
Mm, really?
No More Lonely Nights from the soundtrack of the movie Give My Regards to Broad Street. Could have given us a better clip.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, maybe that's how they got the rights to it. I don't know. Robert Plant made a comeback with another band. This band featured Paul Schaefer.
That's right. The Honey Drippers.
The Honey Drippers. That's right. Sea of Love. Also featured on that album or EP is Jeff Beck and another guitar player by the name of James Patrick Page.
Oh.
So they had a nice little project going on there. Number four, No Clip, is a composition written by the late, great Prince Rogers Nelson. Performed by Chaka Khan. It's I Feel
Chaka
For
Khan.
You.
Chaka Khan?
That's the one.
I love Chaka Khan.
Another artist who's still performing and making the Do Re Mi. It's called Like a Virgin. You may have heard the song before.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, once or twice.
It's actually a parody of the Weird Al song, Like a Surgeon.
It's a parody.
It's the first time that somebody did a parody of the Weird Al song. Yeah. Good for you, Madonna Chacone. Number two, one of my wife's favorite bands. The lead singer actually hit on my wife, and I'm going to give him a face beating when I see him next. Simon Le Bon.
Really?
Your ass is getting kicked. He tried
Duran
to get
Duran, Simon Le Bon.
Tried
to
get
on Aubrey.
He tried to get her drunk on tequila, vodka, and Red Bull, like it was a real drink. And she comes on, is that a real drink? I'm like, no, it's not a real drink. Who drinks tequila, vodka, and Red Bull? I don't know. That was at number two. Yeah, look who raises his hand.
And I got raped by Joan Jett then.
Polly, can you do me a favor? Can you take over the number one?
All right, the number one song of 1984 was... Chris, stop laughing. You're making me laugh. Was Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And we're going to let this play through. We'll be right back, kids.
just like you. Far more shocking than anything I ever knew. Right on cue. Distant us into the reservation. Keep off the pistol that you play for. Just pump the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked out before you better come to. Don't die, you know that you the sum do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart the golden generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
That's right. This life is more than just a read-through. You gotta act it out.
Yeah, it's a good.
Anyways,
point.
Boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston, on the Tufts University. It's 3:56 in the afternoon, and we're gonna say our goodbyes, which we hate. We'd rather go for another 4 hours if we could, and I'm gonna. Well, let me give you the weekend weather real quick since the Breeze didn't call in. Tonight is going to be, pretty cold. So stay in. I know I'm not a meteorologist, but tomorrow is going to be snow. Lows of 18, highs of 37. So get your, get the milk and bread. Get the milk and bread because you're going to be stuck in tomorrow. Because it's going to be plowable snow, actually. And I learned that term from Channel 7 this afternoon. And then Sunday is going to be, honestly, it's going to be warm. But it's going to be rainy. So, I guess Sunday is the pick of my week. You know, tomorrow will be snuggle weather.
Kind of tough to have a pick of the week in the winter.
It is really kind of tough. You're right. But Saturday will be, as long as you have food in the fridge, you're good. Just stay in beers or whatever, wine, whatever you drink. Just stay in, snuggle with your partner, and that'll be great tomorrow. But Sunday is my pick of the week because it'll be a little bit warmer and you won't freeze.
Melting day.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to get into Monday, but I want to get into saying goodbyes. Carla, you first.
Have a great weekend, everybody. It's DJ Carla D. Thanks for having me, Polly and Chris. Right. Always a great time.
It is always a great time.
We love Christopher? Having you here. Yeah, somebody has the class up to join after these two buffoons come in. I think by contract, you have to show up. Hey, as I say to everybody, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can. Have a great weekend. We love you, and thank you for listening.
All right. And I'd like to say we're going to take a 166-hour break, as I always do, and because we deserve it after this show. And always stay Boston strong. You guys always be a rock. Never roll. And I just want to say, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you very much for listening in. We love you all. And we apologize that we didn't have time for Matthew McConaughey again. Again.
The poor guy.
Yeah, he comes all the time.
Promoting a new movie, too.
He is promoting a new movie. But we'll have him on next week. For our Christmas show, you guys tune in because we're going to have pictures. We're going to wear our ugly sweaters and our Santa hats, okay? We love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this.
It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth